Good morning.
Good morning.
A very warm welcome to church this morning and to any visitors that we have with us, and especially warm welcome to you. Now, we're following on our theme of the question, what happens to us when we die? And we're looking today at, I suppose, part of that whole question in two different passages in Luke's Gospel. First of all, Luke chapter 16, from verse 19 to 31. Jesus said, "There was a certain rich man who was splendidly clothed in purple and fine linen, and who lived each day in luxury. At his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, who was covered with sores. As Lazarus lay there longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open sores. Finally, the poor man died and was carried by the angels to be with Abraham." In fact, one of the translations says to Abraham's bosom. I think that's a much more comforting one. "The rich man also died and was buried, and his soul went to the place of the dead. There in torment, he saw Abraham in the far distance with Lazarus at his side. The rich man shouted, 'Father Abraham, have some pity. Send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am in anguish in these flames.' But Abraham said to him, 'Son, remember that during your lifetime you had everything you wanted, and Lazarus had nothing. So now he is here being comforted, and you are in anguish. And besides, there is a great chasm separating us. No one can cross over to you from here, and no one can cross over to us from there.' Then the rich man said, 'Please, Father Abram, at least send him to my father's home, for I have five brothers, and I want him to warn them so they don't end up in this place of torment.' But Abram said, 'Moses and the prophets have warned them. Your brothers can read what they wrote.' The rich man replied, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone is sent to them from the dead, then they will repent of their sins and turn to God.' But Abraham said, 'If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't be persuaded, even if someone rises from the dead.'" And then to Luke chapter 23, and the scene is where Jesus is on the cross, and between him are two people who are being crucified with him. One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed. "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it." But the other criminal protested, "Don't you fear God even when you have been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our crimes, but this man hasn't done anything wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise." Amen, and may God bless to us these readings that come from his word. Okay, let's try and figure out together what it is that Jesus and generally the teaching of the Bible has to say about what happens to us beyond that moment when we die. It's an awesome question, isn't it? And the difficulty we have is the difficulty of experience. And the difficulty of experience is, who has ever come back to tell us? How do we know, and how can we trust the information that we have? And how can we be sure about where we will one day end up? Well, at the end of the day, there is a very clear division in what's spoken about in the New Testament. And the main division is that if a person has faith in Jesus Christ, then they are in a safe place. And that's what I want us to concentrate on today, what we understand by that. I don't know about yourself, but one of the things that I absolutely hate is going through an operation. And I've been through several in my own lifetime. And what I hate is the thought that somehow I am going to be asleep and in such a deep sleep that I have lost complete control. I've handed over the control to these people in masks who are standing over me, and I've lost control altogether. And I'm trusting them with my life. And there is a sense in which, when we think of the death of the body, of us losing control. We have no control ourselves over what is going to happen. We cannot prevent it from happening to us. Therefore, the fear is, if we are losing control, who is in control and what is going to happen to us? So let's try and see what Jesus and what the rest of the New Testament has to say to us about that. Well, the first place we visit is Jesus' last words to his disciples in John chapter 14. And in John chapter 14, Jesus says this to his disciples, but he also says it to you and me. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Trust in God, trust also in me. For in my Father's house there are many rooms, and I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go there to prepare a place for you, I will return to take you to be with me. Now, that's fairly clear, isn't it? I hope it is. Because what Jesus is saying to his disciples is, you're going to watch me die within the next few hours. That's the kind of timescale there. And I don't want what you see to allow yourself to be overcome with fear or anxiety. And similarly, when it comes to your own departure from this world, I don't want you to be full of fear and anxiety, because I have gone ahead to prepare a place for you. And at the moment of your departure, I will be with you. Now, that's the assurance that Jesus gives. And we have a choice as to whether to believe that or not. And that's where faith comes in. And that's where faith is exercised. When I put my body into the hands of the surgeons, I'm saying to them, I trust you with my body. And I trust that you will keep me safe. And I trust that I will wake up at the end of this and I will be okay. I'm putting my trust in someone else to keep me safe. And in a similar way, when it comes to our lives, we are doing exactly the same thing with Jesus Christ. So it's a question of faith. Is Jesus telling the truth? In other words, can we trust him? And if we can trust that he's telling the truth, we can trust him with our lives. So what does happen to us when we die? What happens to us is this. Obviously, our bodies stop functioning. But there is more to a human being than their body. Human beings are made up of different constituent parts. Now, I know that some scientists would argue with this, but not all scientists would argue with this. We're talking in Presbytery the other day, and one of the ministers in Presbytery was a research chemist. And he was saying, you know, there is a thought, or there is a thinking, that all scientists could not possibly believe in the Bible and in the existence of God and in Jesus Christ. He said, but I belong to a body of Christian fellowship of scientists in the west of Scotland, where many of us do. And many of us were involved in research at the highest level. So it's not a question even of science versus religion here when it comes to what makes up a human being. But it is evident that we're made up of more than simply what is physical. And there is in every one of us what we might call a soul. And the soul is the seat of the personality, who we truly are. And what Christianity believes is that that is not lost in death. The essential who we are, the essential person, is not lost in death. And here is how Jesus describes it and Paul describes what happens. Jesus, when he was talking about his friend Lazarus in John chapter 11, said, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep." That is how he describes the death of his friend. And when you then move on to Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says that we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again. And we believe that he will take to himself all those who have fallen asleep in him. Now you think about it. And you think about that image of sleep. And it's a good image, because what happens when we fall asleep is that we lose consciousness, but we wake again. And the image is that in that transition, the Christian goes from losing the body to entering into a place of rest and peace. And it talks about the souls of believers are at the point of death. This is what the Westminster Confession says. Made perfect in righteousness. And so there is, if you like, a moment of transition when, as Jesus says to the thief on the cross, "This day you will be with me in paradise." So the question then is this: do we believe what Jesus is telling us? And if we believe what Jesus is telling us, then that means there is for us no fear for the future. The Christian is someone who should be able to grasp that when it comes to that moment of departure, there is nothing to be concerned or afraid about. And that's something that we must continually tell ourselves. But there is, if you like, and this is where we will kind of at a later date come to the final one of these thoughts about life after death. There is this transition period between the time when we lose our bodies until what is known as the final resurrection. And if you look at the time scale of things, this is how it kind of works out. We're told that we will lose our bodies. They will die. Those of us who are younger, we cannot see that there is anything good about that. Those of us who are getting older and weary will know that that's something that is good, because we're going to lose something that's not functioning for us as it once did. Our souls are then taken to a place of safety by Jesus Christ, from which they cannot return. And that, if you like, expunges the whole idea of spiritualism and being able to contact the dead. Spiritualism is not a contacting of the dead. It is an interfering with demonic beings. There is this transition where those who have rejected Christ go to a place where their souls are in torment, awaiting resurrection, and that's a sobering entity. But at the end of the day, what happens is, beyond this place of rest and that we go to where our souls are at rest, there will come a time when the earth and all that is in it will come to an end, when God will recreate the universe, and where there will be a final resurrection, where our souls will be united to a body that cannot die. And so the whole tenor of the Christian faith is one that is full of hope for the future. Now, some people might say that is just a lot of wishful thinking. It's a lot of nonsense that when we die and that's the end of us. But why is it, my friends, that universally throughout the world, in every religion, there is this aspiration in human beings that somehow there must be more to this than simply this life? Is that not something that lives within us, that doesn't within any other creature that exists? And why does it live within us? Other than that, we are made in the image of God, and God wants to restore us back to himself so that we may be with him where he is, and where he can restore his world and restore his people forever. So the Christian faith then is a faith that breathes hope. It is a faith that is rooted in the power of God and in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, in his ability to keep safe even us at the moment of our departure. And I think that's a better way of looking at death. Death is a departure to another place rather than simply the end of our existence. Living God, our life is in your hands, and we offer you all that we are, all that our past has made us, and all that we may yet become. Build each one of us up by the power of your Spirit into that spiritual temple where you are glorified day after day. We have thought today, Heavenly Father, about the question of life and death. Sober, yet joyful things. And we think, Lord, of people who have gone from us over these last number of weeks and months. There is a sadness and a sorrow and a grieving in us. But help us, Lord, to see things from your perspective. Help us to see that you have welcomed home your people, that they are more at peace now and at rest and more complete than we here will ever be, and that our longing should be for what they have and not for what we have lost. Help us to let them go in our own minds and hearts, and give thanks for their lives, and give thanks for all the warmth and love that we received from them. Amen. Go in peace. Take the message of Jesus Christ to heart. believe it and live it. And may the grace and the mercy and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ be with each one of us and remain with each one of us this day and forevermore.